I'd like to share with you a fascinating story that occurred in the times of the Vilna Gaon. A couple got married, and immediately after the wedding, the husband vanished into thin air. He was never heard from again. And obviously, the communication 250 years ago is not what it is today. So it was a hopeless situation. And since the Beis Din had no way of knowing whether her husband was still alive, the wife became an aguna. It was a tremendous tragedy. She was unable to remarry because halachically, she was still married to her fugitive husband. Days turned into weeks, and weeks into months, and months turned into years, and she remained an aguna, and there was nothing anyone could do for her. And she, Rahman al-Islam, remained alone. Now it's 30 years after her wedding, and one day a man comes to town, walks up to this woman's house, knocks on the door, and she opens the door, and he says, "I'm home." And she says, "And who are you?" And he says, "You don't remember me? I'm your husband." And she says, "No, I don't recognize you." And he starts telling her intimate details of the times they were living together, information that only the husband could conceivably have known. And she still couldn't make the connection. So she's called over some of her neighbors to try to identify him. But they all said that he doesn't look familiar. It's true that people can change a lot in 30 years, but it seemed odd that no one recognized this man. And this was obviously a very serious matter involving an Eishes Ish. So they decided to go to the Rav of the town. They arrive at the Rav's house, and she asked the Rav, "Can I believe this man who claims to be my husband?" And the Rav asked this woman, "Did you ask him questions about the times that you were living together?" And he said, and she tells the Rav, "The man told me things that only my husband could have conceivably known. He told me all about our engagement period and the time we were living together and the wedding details. The man provided seemingly undeniable proof that he's my husband." But she says, "I don't recognize this man, and my neighbors don't recognize him either." So the Rav had a big dilemma on his hands. He didn't know how to rule. So he went to consult the Gadol Hadar, the Vilna Gaon, regarding whether this man could be believed or not. As soon as the Vilna Gaon hears this Shaila, he immediately tells the Rav, "I have a solution for you. Tomorrow morning, tell him to meet you in front of your house, and then take the man into the shul where he davened before he skipped down, and then ask him to identify his makom kavua, his assigned seat where he used to daven before he left down." The next day, the Rav takes this man into shul, and he asks him, "Can you show me your designated seat?" And the man was unable to identify his makom kavua. He was then exposed as an imposter, a con artist, and a fraud. After further investigation, they found out the rest of the story. This man wanted to deceive and mislead this poor woman, so he tracked down the real husband, and he asked him to share intimate details about the time they were living together. He took the time and effort to memorize many important details about their life. But since he was an unethical, immoral person, he wasn't a Yerei Shamayim, he did not bother to find out about spiritual matters, Dvarim Shebekedusha. When the woman asked him questions about their life, he was able to identify the color of the suit he wore to their wedding, the color of the flowers, the name of the band and the photographer, and all the insignificant details. However, a person who is not in tune with Torah mitzvahs will not think about finding out about spiritual matters, the holy matters in the life of a Jew. Where does he daven? Where does he learn? Which yeshiva does he send the children to? The Gaon exposed them as a liar and a cheat. Later, they went back to the home of the Vilna Gaon, and they asked him, "How did you come up with this brilliant idea? Was it Ruach HaKodesh?" And the Gaon said, "This was not a miraculous revelation. I learned this lesson from Yosef HaTzadik and Yaakov Avinu. When Yosef wanted to give undeniable proof to his father Yaakov that he was indeed Yosef, the irrefutable piece of evidence he presented was not the colored tie he was wearing the day he disappeared, or what breakfast cereal he ate that morning, but rather Vayaris HaGalis. Yaakov saw the wagons. Yosef was hinting to him what sugya they were studying together before they parted ways. Yosef said, on the day I left 22 years ago, we were up to daf so-and-so." This is how a true Yid identifies himself. The Gaon teaches us that the important things in our life are not the model car we drive, or how many chandeliers or moldings we have in our house, or the size of the porch in our summer home. What truly matters is which Beis Medrash we daven in, which Masecht we are currently immersed in, which Rav or Derech and Avodas Hashem we identify with, which Tehillim group, which Tfilas Chana group are you part of. That was essentially the question of the Vilna Gaon. Ask the man, "Where is your Makom Kavua? Where is your mind permanently positioned? There was a story that I just heard recently about a man that I knew quite well, and he underwent serious brain surgery. When he regained consciousness, the doctors wanted to test his cognitive abilities. So they asked him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I'm up to Masechtas Nazir, Daf Lamed Gimel." This was a man that was connected to the important matters of life. The essence of a person is the things that he identifies with, the items that are most essential to them, the things that get him excited. What are you passionate about? It should not be about the temporal and materialistic matters in our life, but rather the spiritual matters, the things that are connected to Torah and mitzvahs. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.